Jonathan Cherry, why does a nose ring bother me?
It's youth culture, which I guess is quite removed from where you are, John.
Why do we talk to this man on the radio? Why do we give him any kind? But other aspects of youth culture don't bother me at all. You know, a skateboard cult, people who wear skateboard clothing and that kind of thing doesn't bug me.
Yeah.
And there are many other aspects of youth culture that I look enviously at. But it's just this one. Anyway, let's talk about something which, I mean, I don't know how controversial it's going to be. Would you please, because I think you're probably better at it than I am, describe the new VW imaging?
Right. So, John, the new VW logo, which they launched at the Frankfurt Motor Show at the end of September, looks like the VW logo from about 50 years ago. So the previous logo, which is a 3D embossed logo, which looks very, very fancy, they brought that in the year 2000. But what they've decided to do, because primarily, according to the press releases, they are obviously exploring opportunities in electric vehicles, is that they wanted something that was flatter. So the new VW logo looks very similar, but it's just a flat 2D version without all of the fancy embossing and beveling that the other logo had. So it looks as if someone has taken the fax cover sheet copy for VW and just replaced the old fancy-looking one with a much flatter VW version of the logo.
What is VW's reason for so doing?
Well, according to them, what they are saying is that the future of automobiles will understandably not be what cars look like now. So the internal combustion engine over time will be done away with, and they are following the electric vehicle route. Understandably, if you have an electric vehicle, there will be no need to have a grill in the front of the car anymore, because there's no need to have a radiator. So without the grill, the current logo and the way that it is presented on the cars won't necessarily fit into that look. So what they're looking for is the opportunity to apply the logo on a bonnet which is grillless. The other thing that they're very keen to do is to illuminate the logo. So they're looking at for something that will allow them to technically do both. What I think they're not necessarily saying is that logo trends happen and they're following the trend, which is over time companies tend to simplify their logo more and more. But I guess VW's also experienced some real reputational problems in the last couple of years. And I think what's also between the lines, what they're trying to do is just display a logo that's a little bit more humble and more transparent. So with less ostentatious design, they're trying to simplify and, I guess, just be a little bit more transparent and display a bit of humility, I guess, in the new logo.
Okay. Sometimes when you mess with well-established brands in one way or another, you know, you change the design of a South African beer icon, you change the recipe of a Coke or something, you change peanut butter in some way, there's a huge negative reaction sometimes to the point where the change gets reversed. What do you think? Is this one of those changes which is going to slip into people's consciousness without much in the way of fuss, or do you think there is going to be at least something of a rebellion against it?
No, John, I think largely people have already adopted the new logo without too much fuss, because it doesn't look too radically different from the old logo. So I don't think they've messed with it. They haven't redesigned it to look completely different. If you look at the old 1945 VW logo, and understandably this logo has been around since 1937, and there have been 10 different iterations of it in that time. So if you go back in time and you look at the logo from 1945, the current newly released logo looks very similar to that. So I don't think they're messing with the VW formula too much. And I think they've done a very good job in presenting the reasons as to why they are changing it. And in my mind, the logo that we had before wasn't a great logo, because what you want from a corporate logo is something that has a utility value, so you can literally put it on anything and it still accurately represents the brand. And in some sense, it has to give a symbol of the business itself. So I think it works well as a bonnet piece on a car or a grill piece on a car. But I guess what you're really looking for is that utility value. And I think the new logo offers far more utility to VW than the old one did. So I think it's actually an improvement on the logo. And I think people have largely adopted it already, according to all of the press that I'm reading.
Thank you very much, Jonathan Cherry, Director of Cherry Flavor Media.